This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Steamboat residents are deciding today on an affordable housing issue. The Brown Ranch annexation vote is the next step towards building up to 2,200 units of workforce housing. The property was purchased with a $24 million donation, but voters will decide whether to incorporate the land into city limits. Concerns about the project include its overall size and how future development would be funded. When it comes to politics, people are willing to look the other way when politicians they support are dishonest. Researchers asked voters about false claims by both Democratic and Republican politicians, including Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Researchers found people were willing to accept false statements if they aligned with their political ideology. CU Boulder's Ethan Poskanzer is a co-author.
I'll say a personal surprise for me when beginning this research was how easy it was to find statements that were not grounded in facts by a lot of different politicians.
The findings will be published in June in the American Journal of Sociology. After almost a full day of debate, the Colorado Senate is poised to advance a major reform to renters' rights. The Democratic-controlled chamber gave preliminary approval to the for-cause evictions measure. It says that landlords must offer lease renewals to tenants unless they have a good reason not to. Republicans strongly objected, saying it violated property rights, while supporters said it would help keep people housed. The measure faces one more Senate vote, then a return to the House to consider amendments. In Vail, snow showers likely through tomorrow with a low around 10 degrees tonight and a high of 21 tomorrow. Snow continues off and on all week. This is CPR News.